KQ4CEF, mobile.
KO4CEF, KQ4GIV.
For GIV, KO4CEF. I tried to call you on the 330, but I didn't get an answer.
I saw you was coming up the road, so I'll put it on the senior head.
A few minutes ago.
Solid. I didn't want to holler at you when you're getting on 85. Are you still on 85?
My traffic's not too bad today. It's still early enough.
Good, that's good. Your mommy's got a couple of large Harley t-shirts. She wants to know if Shane would wear them.
Hey, he might. I'll ask him when I get home.
One of them you brought back to her from Key West. She didn't wear it. It's large, and you wear an extra large now, right? Anyway, she got to work too. It's Key West shirt.
I'll ask him as soon as I get home. We'll see what he says.
Y'all did good at Lowe's yesterday.
Yeah, we ended up selling 31 of the Boy Scout camp cards, so that's not too bad. You know, the boys get $5 for every one they sell, so that's extra money for them to put in their scout accounts, pay for summer camps and stuff.
Well, they seem to be into it pretty good. I'm glad they enjoy it.
You know, it cuts into my personal family camping time. I do enjoy the camping part of it, so... We'll see if they stay with it. Hopefully Shane start working on his Eagle project. He's supposed to be, but we'll see if I can get him moving.
Too bad. I thought maybe one of them would pick up ham radio, but they just don't seem to, do
they? Shane really has no interest. I thought Tyler would, but I hadn't really got much out of him. I mean, he doesn't mind talking on the other radios, you know, the GMRS radios, but still doesn't do it a whole lot. But we force them to do it while we're at the beach.
Next time you're at the Kings Mountain, try to get on that Blacksburg repeater, but let me know when you're going to do it so we can hear each other.
I know Andrea, she's wanting to go back. She's ready to go stay at the campsite that we like at Kings Mountain, so we'll probably plan a trip before long, maybe April or May.
Hey, I heard that. I wouldn't be up there now. My old bones can't take that.
Different kind of camping than just normal camping at this kind of weather, but I still enjoy it, though. I love it. It brings back memories of going hunting in October and November with you.
Yeah, did you see the picture of the tent and the old Oldsmobile?
And I was telling Andrea, that was the Oldsmobile that you have four deer stuffed in the trunk of driving through Union.
You're right about that. We went to Burger King.
It is that day. All right, I got a phone call from Andrea. I'm going to hop off here real quick. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
KO4DIV, I'm clear.
KO4CEF, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
CEF, mobile.
KO4CEF, W4DJW.
WKO4CEF, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, Andrew, did you send me an APRS message? Did I get an APRS message from you the other day?
Not that I know of. I don't remember sending one. Although it's been kind of weird here lately. I've gotten some IS back as RF. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm not 100% certain. But I don't think I have. I mean, I beacon every once in a while, but I haven't seen any messages lately.
Okay, I thought I saw one asking me what my AMA number was for the website. I'm assuming that was for Foothills, but I don't know.
But me, I hadn't seen anything about the AMA number.
Okay, you been doing any flying?
Not, man. My schedule's been so busy between work and Boy Scouts and church and everything else, I haven't had much time to fly. I think I went maybe August or September is probably the last time I got to fly this last year. So hopefully once I get my dues paid this year, I can start going back flying. I mean, it just feels like it's been forever before I've had a plane up in there.
Yeah, same here. Too many irons in the fire. And not enough airplane irons. So there's all kinds of other irons. But I was thinking that might have been Randall. That might have been the one that sent that. You ever fly with Randall?
Nah, name doesn't sound familiar right off the top of my head. I don't mean I've never been there when he's been there. But I think you and y'all are about the only two that I know that come out there flying and have your ham radio light.
It's Russell, not Randall. Russell.
Yeah, I met him. I just can't think of who he is off the top of my head.
I was trying to dig up his call sign so I could throw that. If I threw his call sign out there, you'd probably know him.
Well, but, yeah, I want to go to the airfield, but dang, half the time I hadn't had time or been too busy whenever the weather was nice to get stuff done around the house and didn't have time to go flying.
Okay, it's K2RCL. That's his call sign. He's the one that worked with Andrew to get Andrew up and going, the 13-year-old ham radio operator. He worked with Andrew to get him on the air and working.
Let's see if I remember who he is. I, off the top of my head, I can't think of what he looks like.
I'd describe him, but I'm not good at doing that. I don't want to insult anybody. But he's probably in his 30s or 40s, something like that. He used to fly up and down power lines, inspecting power lines. But the company went belly up, so he was out in California doing it for a while. He did it in several different states. But he was flying for a living there for a little while. Ideal job.
It'd be too bad, except for just being out and, you know, the day-to-day. But, yeah, that doesn't sound like it'd be too bad. I wonder, did he fly drones or something when he did that? Because obviously airplanes probably wouldn't work.
Well, I think they use airplanes for long-distance flying. And I think they bounce their signal off the wires that they're inspecting so that they can go, you know, 50 miles out and 50 miles back following a whole lot cheaper with an airplane than they can with a full-scale airplane. And they can see a lot more. They can get a lot closer and get a lot better pictures. But I think he was doing the multi-rotor version of the aircraft. The aircraft was multi-rotors. And they were flying around the power lines. He said it wasn't DJI equipment either. It was some company that's building them out in California. I think it might have been cell towers, but I'm thinking it was power lines.
That's interesting to use the wires or whatever to send signals, but it'd be pretty neat. I mean, I've thought about anybody doing something like that, but that'd be definitely pretty cool.
Yeah, well, if you're the power company, it's your power lines. If you want to radiate a signal off of them, you can. My dad used to do that for fox hunts. He would connect his transmitter to the rail of the train rail, and talk about being hard to find the fox because that whole rail was radiating. He put very low power into it, right? But he'd use it to radiate, and they'd go to the rail which was perpendicular to wherever they were. And that could have been 10 miles off. But same thing with the power lines. If they're your lines, if you want to radiate a signal off of them, you can do it.
I'd like to do a fox hunt. I know the Tron Club had done it, but trying to get one together has been really neat. I've toyed around with the antennas you need, but I've never really ordered anything and put it together. But the fox hunt sounds pretty cool. But that's neat to think about, and that's the fun part about ham radio and stuff, is you can just, and you hear people about using gutters and everything else just to send a signal. It's pretty crazy.
There's no end, right? There's no end to what you can do. It just goes down all branches. I think most airplane radio control airplanes came from ham radio operators, and they grew to be a larger group of enthusiasts than the amateur radio community. I thought it was the other way around when I was a pilot only. I thought ham radio community was like 10 times bigger than the airplane community, but I had that backwards. The airplane community is a whole lot larger than ham radio community, and ham radio launched them.
The technologies they have nowadays with, you know, stabilization and everything else in these airplanes that you can buy for know, $200, and you get a good one that you know, doesn't roll over as soon as you hit the transmitter, I mean, makes a world of difference nowadays. I can just imagine what it was like. But yeah, I can definitely see the interest shoot. I got to, I don't know if I ever told you or Steve told you, but, you know, I flew my, not my glider, but it's the big one I got. It's got the big wings on it. I can't remember what it is now, but, you know, I mounted a little camera on it and flew it FPV. That was pretty fun, because you could go up as high as you could get it, and then just cut the engine off and just start flying around and glide it, and you're looking through the goggles to see. You know, I know you've done it before, but it was just really neat to try it with just the technology that you can buy nowadays off of Amazon to do it.
Yeah, that's something, once you go that down that road, it makes it hard to go back to flying, you know, with your feet on the ground and watching the airplane in the sky. It makes it difficult because it's so much easier to fly from inside the airplane than it is from outside the airplane. You don't have to wonder about whether your wings are level or where home is, so where the landing strip, you don't have to wonder. It's got, at least the one I have has a heads-up display, and it's got a little house up at the top center of the screen. It's got a little house, and then it's got an arrow right next to it. And that arrow can go around 360 degrees. And when it comes around pointing at the house, that means you're headed home. You're headed back to where you took off from. And if you're headed away from the house, then you know you're going in the opposite direction of home. So you can fly around all you want. You get lost, you just rotate you just start going around in a circle till you point at home, and then you just go straight till you hear it come over your head.
Mine's not that fancy. I don't even know what it would take to get it to that point, but, you know, so far mine's just the, you know, the cheap analog goggles off of Amazon, and then I bought the little, the camera with the transmitter built into it, and just kind of mounted it and put some batteries and stuff together to hook it up, but it was fun, and like you said, it's so much easier to fly the plane from the perspective of the plane versus on the ground. You know, where you're having to think about whether it's coming at you or going away from you and everything else. But it was a really neat experience. I can't wait to get my airplanes back up in the air and try it again. I'd like to try it with some of my other planes and not the glider. But the analog and the signal is not great. I've had it cut out on me before. And, you know, for a couple seconds, that's all it takes. But with the glider, you know, I didn't have to worry about it because you could take the time to take the goggles off. But some of my other planes, that wouldn't happen.
I got most of my stuff off of GetFTP. It's down in Sarasota, Florida. We used to go by there when I went to my in-law's house. So we stopped by on our way down there and on our way back. But I used to order all my stuff off of there. And you can get, you know, just about anything you can think of, you can get from down there. Now, a lot of it does come from China. There's just, Americans just don't make all that kind of stuff yet. I guess we will one day, but we're just not manufacturing all that. That's probably a good market to think about getting into, because it's only going to continue to grow, right? It's exploding right now. It's only going to continue to get bigger. I thought about doing that, opening up a ham radio / radio control store in this area, because there aren't any. Well, there's David's got one over in Easley, but it's geared toward cars, and they've got racetracks in the back, and so it's not really geared toward airplanes or multi-rotors or any kind of, you know, FTP-controlled aircraft. But that might be a good thing to, at least that's what I told my wife that's what I've been thinking about, is looking into getting into that. But anyway, I guess that was Russell that sent me that Apers message asking about my call sign, my AMA number. I think it was you, but I could get confused. I get easily confused nowadays. Anyway, Andrew, be careful the rest of the way home. I'll let you go. I won't keep you. Enjoy this above 50-degree day. K2RCLW4DJW.
Yeah, I just pulled in the parking lot in the driveway myself, so I'm going to get on out of here and head in the house. So you have a good one, and hopefully we'll see you at the airfield before long. W4DHW, KO4CL.
Sorry about that. That was Russell's call sign, KO4CEF, W4DJW clear.
K4CEF clear.